Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and happy Palm Sunday. There is so much to celebrate. I was talking with someone right before the church service and they just said, doesn't in spring here, it's like just snapping your finger and everything just changes. Are you feeling that this morning? A lot of reasons to feel that way. First off, the weather is just absolutely beautiful. How awesome it is to just be in God's creation and soak up that sun. Secondly, this is the beginning of Holy Week, a very sacred time for Christians and for us. We have a special week planned ahead for worship here at Peace Lutheran Church. Just want to share that once again. This Thursday is Maundy Thursday at 7 o'clock. We'll have in-person worship here with Holy Communion in the sanctuary. That will be live streamed. Then Good Friday is this Friday, April 2nd. We'll have in-person worship here at 7 p.m. And then next Sunday is Easter. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. Some people call it the Resurrection Day. Now, they don't call it Easter. And I kind of like that. The day that Jesus rose. We're gathering here at Peace at 11 a.m. out in the parking lot. And that will be a drive-in service. So lots of fun things planned for this week. And then did something big happen yesterday for Oregon State? I didn't hear about it. So they won. They're in the Elite Eight. That's really exciting. And this is a really hard worship service for me because at the same time this is happening, my team, Gonzaga, that's my alma mater, they're playing too to get into the Elite Eight. So just a lot of excitement with basketball and things going on. So it's just exciting to be here, to gather our hearts, to see what Jesus has for us. And we want to take that personally and be challenged to rethink things and rethink about how we should live our lives. We're going to hear that with our text from Philippians chapter 2. I also want to greet those that are viewing with us online. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church, as well as those that are listening to our service transmitted into our parking lot and perhaps even into our community. It's just a blessing to reach out and reach people that maybe we haven't even met face to face. Isn't that amazing? In this morning's worship, we do have some people serving in special ways, and we're thankful to have them serving. Colleen is playing for us on the piano, always a blessing to have Colleen lead us. And Karen and Nora Stanley are guiding us in song and in our worship here this morning, so what a blessing to have them as well.